Here we go on a, what day is today? Is it Sunday, Monday? I think it's Wednesday.
Nailed it.
Wednesday, one for one so far. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Susie. Susie will be back with the news at 1, and also a chili taste-off. Susie made chili over the weekend, kind enough to bring us some in yesterday. We've held off, so 1:35, we're going to have a little chili taste. What would you admit to Susie? What do we think of her chili?
I think she warned us Monday that a little spicy for her. She thought the spice level was a little high.
I like some spice in my chili.
Bring it. Absolutely.
And again, the official policy is peak chili. If it's a great chili, it's better than any soup on the planet. You agree?
I'm not ready to go there, but peak chili is within the top five, certainly, if we're combining chilies and soups.
Which soup do you think at its best is better than chili?
I love a very good corn chowder.
Corn chowder? Why don't you move to New England, okay? One of those.
I said corn chowder. I didn't
one of those
say,
states we
I
really
didn't say
don't
clam
need.
Chowder. I said corn chowder. A little chicken in there, a little bacon.
Rhode Island, get out of here. Maine, get out of here.
Oh, Maine's delightful.
That's fine. It could be combined into another state. It's too tiny. It's
okay. You're what? What tortilla? Chicken tortilla soup? That
I
your deal?
I love that soup. That seriously. That soup compared to corn chowder.
Oh, like, please get out of here.
It's like your golf game compared to Tiger's.
Right now we're actually pretty close.
Right now you're better because he had four more back surgeries today. All right, let's get to the Joe Biden soundbite. Here we go. Play it.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
Okay, what's your first reaction? What was your first reaction when you heard it? Text me. 651-461-9226. Maybe you just heard the soundbite for the first time. My first reaction, he's the president of the United States. He's sounding older, more feeble, and more confused by the day, the few times he talks. He still has some good days. But my first thought is that guy is the president of the United States. And it's sad that he has aged as quickly as he has during his presidency. All of them do, Dave, right? Trump is the this is another Donald Trump rarity. He doesn't sound as sharp as he did in 2015, but he mainly looks the same, right?
Yeah.
Mainly. Now it helps,
but not a ton.
Now it helps when you buy out the bronzing store of the United States of America every day.
Yeah, but you watch him move. He still moves. He still walks fine.
Yeah,
he's got a great dance moves.
No, he
really
doesn't.
Can boogie down.
No, he does not have that.
He's got the arms. He's got the body turn.
I will not, because I think we'd be fired. Describe how Bill Maher describes what Donald is doing. But, you know, when they showed Donald dancing in the 80s and 90s, he had a version of the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's not like his dance skills were diminished from before. He's limited.
Well, limited, or else he just knows he plays the hits.
He plays to his strengths.
You know,
he gets the arms out.
All of a sudden, Christy Gnome's behind him. She's got the arms out.
Exactly.
We know what we're doing.
Exactly. So my first thought was, I mean, he sounds confused. It just is a bad, bad moment for him. And it absolutely has an effect on the news discussion for some period of time. So your first reaction when you heard it at some point last night, read about it, but actually listen to the president speaking right there. That man is the most powerful person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the United States.
I read it before I heard it. I read it on Twitter last night. And reading it, it was, what is going on here? Because it contained all of the, you know, verbal pauses and confusion, you know, Puerto Rican, Delaware, good people. And then I listened to it, and it sounds better than when you read it, just because, you know, when we hear things like that. But, yeah, it's, oh, my. It was, aside from just what he said about garbage.
Yeah,
not sound good at all.
Okay, so let's get to the point. It's insulting. It just is. I don't buy the White House explanation on the apostrophe. Get out of here with the apostrophe.
The biggest baloney.
I mean, seriously. I mean,
what a load of garbage that was.
I don't think Jill Biden believes that either. Now, let's be honest. They attempted a clarification, including from Joe Biden's account on X. Donald would not have even tried. He would have doubled down. Right? And we're going to get to Donald. And I know I haven't looked at the text yet. Of course, Donald says insulting things every 5 minutes. It's a fire hose of insulting lies, and you're just overwhelmed by it every single day. When Donald is tweeting out, I'm running, what did he say? I'm pushing for positive solutions. I mean, where do we want to start with the guy? Okay, so, yes, there is incredible hypocrisy from the Trump folks who are calling this out. But it is insulting by Joe Biden. Now, if you want to come back and say, now, really, is it insulting? Because is this just the combo of Joe Biden foot in his mouth, which he's been doing forever since he burst upon the public scene, and the combination of age? Probably is. Do I also believe he is still furious about how this has played out, Dave Aragon, and can't believe that he's not running against this guy? I think that's a part of it. It's a little bit like Susie's chili that we're going to try. There's a dash, a little bit of this. He's also outraged by the comedian's joke, and I'll say exactly what I've said the first 2 days of this week. That guy is an insult comic. That's all he does. Is insult comedy. So if you're one who gets upset by insult comedy, I get it. By the way, there's tons of comedians who are insult comics who are all for Kamala Harris. Having him at the event was stupid. It was the wrong place for him to be. But if you really want to be outraged about the event, listen to all the other people. Not the comedian. Listen to people who are there supporting Trump, including Trump. That's where the energy should have been. Not at a comedian who, by the way, if you think insult comedy's funny, and you've seen it in other places, I'll just quote Jon Stewart. He's funny. That's the wrong place to tell the joke. And if he's saying it literally, it's repugnant. But he's an insult comedian. So what effect does this really have? Again, insulting, wrong time, Joe sounds feeble. I'll stand by what I said in the summer. If he made the decision he couldn't stay in the race, he should have stepped down as the president of the United States. You know where I've stood. You've been here the whole time. Since middle of 2022, I think the signs were very evident about whether he could handle the job. And for sure at that point, he should have announced, I'm not running. They don't even, we had the reports now for 3-4 days. The Harris campaign doesn't want him out there. And while she's having her closing argument, by the way, as we said yesterday, she's having her closing argument. She's at a rally today. You can't,
two or three of them.
You can't have your closing argument, and then there's 6 more days of campaigning.
Well, these are called and another thing.
Exactly. By the way, I wasn't done. This is the encore. You know, and Bruce, and everybody finishes, and then come on, Rosalita, let's go. God, she's back out here. So while she's out there, like, I don't know, pitching wedge away on the ellipse, giving the closing argument, Joe's with one of the worst Zoom setups I've seen, and he's the president of the United States. Does somebody help Joe with the Zoom setup, or is he just on his own at the White House?
It's better they put it above versus below, because at least we didn't get the up-the-nose shot that became very popular during the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah, but it looked like just something like your grandpa would set up. Now, I would think we have some pretty good technology at the White House, wouldn't you?
I hope he's got a couple guys that can set that thing up and get the ring light going, the whole deal.
Think so. Maybe some lighting that's better. Maybe the teleprompter. Seems odd that you'd be doing some other event at that time, doesn't it? Wouldn't you just, like, all events from somebody as prominent as, oh, I don't know, the president would be directed towards what his vice president is doing 110 yards away? I don't know what he's doing. But on the effect on the race, it gives the Trump team ammunition. The hypocrisy is all over the place. Just got, I mean, by the day is done, Trump will say four or five just insulting things. But I say this all the time. I'm not going to spend a second considering a vote on Donald Trump. How many times have I said this for a long time? That doesn't mean I hate his voters or I want something bad to happen to his voters. 99.99% I'm sure we'd find numerous other areas where we would agree. It could be friendly. We just don't agree on that one part. So to call them garbage is awful. But is it going to change any votes, Dave? For those folks, I mean, the folks who haven't decided, it's not a matter they haven't decided if they're voting for Trump or Harris. It's they haven't decided if they're going to vote for Trump and they're Republican. Or they're Democrat who doesn't agree with Harris and they're debating whether they're going to vote. I guess there's just a small percentage of Haley voters who are still going back and forth. But the majority of people you're still trying to get to right now are the folks who are on the fence or normally don't vote. You're not going to have anything sizable, any sizable amount of voters say, whoa, I was all for Harris, but now after Biden said this, again, insulting, they're not going to switch their vote because of this.
I think half of the Democrats just went Trump, actually. Yeah. No, it's the Republicans, in my view, it's the Republicans that have always voted Republican that are really struggling with voting Donald Trump this time around. And maybe there's a very, very small sliver that says, hears this and says, well, they're all alike. They're all garbage. Let's just throw that word out. So I'll just vote right like I always do because, Trump's no worse than the rest of them.
And again, on Twitter, I point this out. And again, I'm a Trump supporter. I don't call out Trump. And then numerous people saying, yeah, they all are garbage. Absolutely not. I don't believe that for one speck of a second. Okay, what's your first impression? Both of us are like, whoa, that's the president of the United States. How foolish it is, the timing, it's insulting. And does it really affect anything regarding votes? Can they pick up some momentum? Because of the deplorable Hillary comment, that was in September, so they could build on that for a while. Maybe you'd rather have the short build. You're very good with the short build. 651-461-9226. All right, Lil Springsteen will guess the bumper music theme when Rena joins us in about 10. So if you're wondering what the vice president of the United States had to say after Joe Biden really took the news away from her closing speech. And again, there's one texter saying, talk about Harris in the speech. I get it. But the Joe Biden story, at least for a shorter period of time, is the bigger news today. It just is. And again, I'm not buying the closing speech because she's going to be at three rallies today. She's going to be at, what do you think? What's your guess? 15 more rallies? How many more interviews is she going to do?
She'll be busy.
She'll be busy.
She'll be over the place.
Here's the vice president coming off a plane addressing what Joe Biden said last night.
First of all, he clarified his comments, but Let me be clear. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
It's what she should have said. Now, when people are saying this is their sister soldier moment, you know, Bill Clinton, 1992, she didn't go that far. Let's not go that far. But she said the right thing. Now, regarding garbage and Donald Trump, this is from a recent event, right?
This we're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world.
And he's talking about the United States of America, by the way.
That's right.
So it's in the general vicinity.
I mean, we're all playing in the same ballpark today, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. When he's talking about positive solutions, get out of here. Right? Just get out of here. All right. Let's get to a lot of your texts. He's old and he's spot on. He's old. And if you think 74 million people are all garbage, then I couldn't disagree with you more. Admitted I'm biased, but he's talking about the comedian, the people who are defending the garbage island comment. Well, then he needs to be able to say that. I mean, you know, again, we get cleanups with Trump a lot too. But it shouldn't be that tough for the president of the United States to do this. And it has been a part of Joe Biden's routine forever, the foot and mouth. But this is why he's been hidden from the American public the last few years, because they don't know how sharp he's going to be and they don't know what he's going to say. And that's a sad indictment if you're the president of the United States, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, why they've kept him hidden and why, as you've pointed out, Kamala Harris doesn't seem eager to have him out on the campaign trail.
No. If I were a Republican, I'd be mad. Not all Republicans are MAGA Republicans. By the way, even if you're the most MAGA Republican at all, and so I'm not going to spend a split second voting and a MAGA Republican believes he's the Messiah, so then I have to say that person is garbage? We just massively disagree politically. We could maybe go out to dinner and find 500 other areas where we would agree and converse and talk and have fun. Doesn't mean everybody's garbage. He slipped up, frustrated and angry. That's it. Don't overthink it. I can't believe the Democrats had him ready to go another 4 years. Let's get to that. What if he would have stayed stubborn? He should have stepped out of the race year before. Dean Phillips is right. In July of 2022. What if that guy was still in the race right now?
Oof.
Now, the lead could be only so big because there's so much of the electorate that wants no part of Donald Trump. But the race would be over, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's no debating that, I don't think.
And without Nancy Pelosi right there on the ledge with her hand on his back, without Pelosi, he stays in the race. Biden called Trump supporters what they are. Spare us the phony outrage. Okay? Again, if you think 74 million people are garbage, we don't agree. Yes, President Biden has aged, and I'll give you that. Thankfully, steps aside and let someone else run the country. I'm not going to get all upset over the insult of Trump supporters. Donald Trump insults people every day. He does. Want me to break? I think it's a good idea.
You told me it was 32 or bust.
Yeah. Stop making excuses for Biden. Sounds hypocritical. He insulted half the voters. Listening is a good skill. I came out right away and said, can you believe this guy's the president of the United States? That's not exactly making excuses. Rena's next.